Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. And that was the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra starting off this morning's edition. I've heard that song before. And they brought us Mendelssohn's Spring Song, jazzed up quite a bit. Written, of course, by Felix Mendelssohn, and it was arranged by Tommy Dorsey himself. And they recorded that in 1937. Well, they start off, as I said, this morning's edition of the show. And yes, we are celebrating spring. I know it doesn't feel much like spring out there, though we do have faint glimmerings of it from time to time. But it is actually the first day of spring on Wednesday, March the 20th. So I thought, as we usually do at this time of year, we'd mark the change in season, at least on the calendar, if not quite in fact. And maybe some of the songs we play today will help hasten the mood, if not the season. Anyway, it was a very popular theme with songwriters, the theme of spring and the seasonal change. So we have a selection of songs on that theme for you today, I think going back to 1928 and forward to the late 50s. We're going to go now to another song about spring, of course. This time from 1956, and it's going to be brought to us by the gorgeous tones a wonderful singer, Ella Fitzgerald. This is taken from her Rodgers and Hart songbook in that year, written, of course, by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. And the orchestra is conducted by Buddy Bregman. And then back two decades, and we're going to stay in the U.S., but we are going to listen to a band that was set up by a British conductor and composer, and that is the band led by Ray Noble. He had spent his early career in Britain, where he was born, moved over to the U.S., I think, in 1934, and this was a band that he put together with some advice and participation from a young trombonist of the time called Glenn Miller. He brought his vocalist over with him, and that, of course, is Al Boley. And they're going to bring us a number recorded in 1935 called Paris in the Spring, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revell. And then forward a decade to 1944 to a lovely lady who is getting started on her career, Ginny Simms. And she's going to bring us a number called Suddenly It's Spring, which is something we're hoping for. So maybe Ginny's version of it will help it along. It was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. And that was recorded in 1944. And we'll hear now from Ella Fitzgerald and Spring Is Here.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine, all the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the bone. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the no desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody thank you.
the spring. Love is in the air. Life's a love affair, and every pair of arms a rendezvous for two. Paris in the spring. Hearts begin to dance. And in every glance you'll find an invitation to romance. You must fall. You simply can't evade love. The moon is there to aid love. Find someone you can call your own. You're to blame if you're alone. It's grand, it's new. It's me, it's you. Every beating heart becomes a part of Paris in the spring.
Can I be lonely? You look at me, and suddenly it's love I see. You look at me, and suddenly
for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're marking the first day of spring, which is due to occur on Wednesday. At least on the calendar, as I keep mentioning. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. It looks like it's on the way. We just heard some songs about spring. We started off with Ella Fitzgerald and Spring Is Here, a Rodgers and Hart number from their musical I Married an Angel that opened in 1938. And we heard the recording that Ella made of that in 1956. Then we were joined by Ray Noble and his American Orchestra with singer Al Boley, 1935. And Paris in the Spring. And that was featured in the movie of the same name of that year. And we just heard from Ginny Sims with a Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen composition called Suddenly It's Spring. Well, one of the features of spring has got to be the rain showers and the changeable weather. I guess it would make a welcome change from more snow showers and freezing rain. I don't think we've got going to have a lot more freezing rain, but I'll keep my fingers crossed. I shouldn't have said that. But sometimes when you have rain, you also have rainbows, and they're such beautiful things. I thought it'd be nice to have a couple of songs about those, turning up after the rain. So we're going to hear two. One is from Bobby Darin from 1962. It's a song written by Al Jolson, Billy Rose, and Dave Dreyer. Bobby's joined by Billy May and his orchestra for the song There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder. Then back to 1928 to the UK. And the dance band led by Jack Hilton, one of the most popular, and certainly in the 20s and 30s. And it was a fun band. They always sound so happy and lively. Well, they're going to bring us another number written by Billy Rose, and that's called If You Want the Rainbow. And then we'll hear from Doris Day from 1952, that lovely, clear, beautiful, warm voice. She's going to bring us a number written by Paul Francis Webster and Raymond Egan called Sweet Evening Breeze. And yes, we're going to have a few of those in a while. Or maybe not. Anyway, we'll start off with Bobby Darin, There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder.
There's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above. How the sun shines bright, the world's all right, cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow round my shoulder, and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow, let it storm, I'll be warm, cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see the solitaire that my little sugar baby is gonna wear. There's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love. you how the folks are gonna stare when they see that diamond solitaire that my own true baby's gonna wear. There's a rainbow around my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so.
Kissing the trees, lovebirds are made.
sweethearts are dating sweet evening breeze. Lovebirds are mating, sweethearts are dating sweet.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKTUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CKTUO FM 89.1.
Black on Black, keeping you connected to your community every Saturday at 11 a.m. Black on Black is a public affairs program reflecting both a Canadian and Afrocentric perspective in our discussions and coverage of issues affecting Canada and the Black diaspora, highlighting a wide variety of people, music, and events. Join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon for news, views, and fascinating guests. Black on Black, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. And we're marking the move into spring this week. It's the first day of spring on Wednesday. And we're looking forward to it, I think. We're certainly looking forward to the season because it's been a long and difficult winter here in Ottawa. We're used to that. We're tough, but enough's enough. Anyway, we're listening to songs about spring this morning. We just heard three songs about the weather and seasonal weather. Bobby Darin joined us with "A Rainbow Round My Shoulder" from 1962. And was joined on that one by Billy May, who arranged the piece and conducted the orchestra. Jack Hilton and friends, along with a vocal chorus that I think was led by Sam Brown, who was a frequent singer with the orchestra back in the day. 1928, "If You Want the Rainbow," written by Billy Rose. And we've just heard from the wonderful Doris Day. Oh, she had so many different careers and was so wonderful at all of them. We heard her from her singing career, 1952, a sweet evening breeze. Well, our next songs are going to feature on plant life, flowers and stuff, as well as the rain. So we're going to go to 1951 to Perry Como. You know, I don't feature Perry anywhere near enough on the show, so we're going to make up for that this morning. From 1951, the song was written by Milton Carson, and it's called Tulips. Yeah, they're coming too. And Heather. And Perry is joined by a chorus under the direction of Ray Charles. Then we'll go back to 1931 to an orchestra led by Fletcher Henderson, who was a very fine band leader back in the 20s and 30s. He also worked a lot with Benny Goodman in the later 1930s, providing arrangements for that immensely popular orchestra and creating some history along the way with the swing style. Well, Fletcher's with his own orchestra, and he's joined by singer Dick Robertson on a number written by Milton Ager and Yip Harburg called "Oh, It Looks Like Rain." That's from 1931. And then we're going to go forward 30 years to 1962, over to the UK, to a Canadian and an American. The Canadian is Robert Farnon, and he's arranged and conducted this piece with his orchestra. And the American is Frank Sinatra. Together they did a wonderful album in that year of songs by British songwriters. And the song they're going to bring to us this morning is written by Ivan Novello. It was featured in the musical Perchance to Dream, and it's called We'll Gather Lilacs in the Spring. And we'll start with Perry Como and Tulips and Heather.
A spray of tulips and heather, tied up together, I sent my love today. A spray of tulips and heather, asking her whether love's dream had gone astray. For there's a meaning to all the flowers. They tell a story that never this purple heather means lonely hours, and tulips weep for a love that dies. And so I pray when they reach you, if they can teach you all that is in my heart. My spray of tulips and heather, bring us together, never again to part.
For there's a meaning,
my tulips and heather, are tied up together. If they can teach you all that is in my heart, my spray of tulips and heather brings us together, never again to part. Darling, never again to part.
gather lilacs in the spring again, and walk together down an English lane until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never tell me all I want to know. When you come home once more. And in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me
Frank Sinatra and Robert Farnon with We'll Gather Lilacs in the Spring from 1962. And, you know, listening to that, you just struck once again just what a wonderful conductor and arranger and composer was Robert Farnon. His pieces are always, they sort of combine the delicate with the sweeping in such an amazing way. There's a wonderful use of strings, and then he weaves in the reeds and other instruments, and it's a perfect blend. Brings out the very tender side of Sinatra. That was a lovely album that they put together. There were only 11 tracks on it in 1962. It's well worth collecting if you can find it. Well, before that, we heard Fletcher Henderson and Dick Robertson with Oh, It Looks Like Rain. Well, not yet, but it's getting there. Then we started out with Perry Como from 1951 and Tulips and Heather.
The 2019 CHUO card gives you access to exclusive deals at 44 local businesses and over 50 locations around the Ottawa-Gatineau region. Get discounts at 27 spots never before seen on the card, like the Art House Cafe, Smudge Beauty Bar, Octopus Books, Compact Music, Live on Elgin, and many more friends old and new. Flaunt your love of community radio and get rewarded at the coolest cafes, music stores, bookstores, and local businesses all over town. Visit chuo.fm/card to get yours.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we've been marking the approach of spring. I have to say approach, it's not quite here yet. But it is the first day of spring on Wednesday, and we always try to mark it each year with some of the tiny selection of some of the wonderful songs written on the topic. And we have a few more for you today, and we're going to go now to 1941 to the orchestra led by Benny Goodman. And as I mentioned, we just heard from Fletcher Henderson, who was an arranger who worked frequently with Benny Goodman in the 30s. This is Benny Goodman in the early 40s, and he and Fletcher have gone their separate ways, and Benny Goodman is now working with arranger Eddie Sota. Well, it's a slightly different style, and I think you'll agree it's a particularly fine style. They're going to bring us a number called Soft as Spring. As I said, from 1941, the song was written by Alec Wilder, and it was featured the vocalist with the band at the time, the female vocalist. I think you'll recognize the name, Helen Forrest, of that lovely, lovely warm voice. Another lady with a lovely warm voice will then follow from 1959, Margaret Whiting. Always a pleasure to welcome her back to the show. She's going to bring us a number written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, for their musical South Pacific, a particular favorite of mine. And this is one of my favorite compositions from that particular musical, and it's called Younger Than Springtime. And then we're going to hear from the orchestra led by Bob Crosby. Very, very fine orchestra, both in its complete form and also in the smaller groups that were carved out of it. We'll hear the full orchestra on this one. The song is written by Emil Waldteufel, and it's called Skater's Waltz in Springtime. And we'll get going now with Benny Goodman and Helen Forrest, Soft as Spring.
Thank you.
springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me, gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and love. When your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter, am I, angel and lover, heaven and earth am I. With you, younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and love.
And that was Bob Crosby and his orchestra, Skater's Waltz in Springtime from 1939. Well, you've been listening to songs about spring on this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. You've got a couple of days left before spring arrives, and I think we're all ready for it. So we featured songs from some fine musicians and singers just to nudge the season along a little bit this morning. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you can join me again next week. And if you stay with us, which I hope, sincerely hope that you do, Randy will be joining you in just a few moments with some wonderful jazz. 2 hours of great music just coming up. And we've got one more song for you this morning about spring called It's Anybody's Spring, and it's brought to us by Woody Herman from 1946, written by Joe Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, and Woody also provides us with the vocal on this one. So here they are, Woody Herman and friends, It's Anybody's Spring.
Money is everything, and yet it's anybody's spring. Go make a fortune, become a king, and still it's anybody's spring. And if you flash a bankroll, do you suppose the brook would care? Or that a rose would say, there goes a millionaire. It's more than diamonds around a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. You couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's spring.